Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Epictetus in Discourses 2, 14-10. Becoming a carpenter or pilot, we realize, requires some formal training. Is it unreasonable to suppose that it will take more than just the desire to be good or bad, that the student of philosophy would also have to learn a few things of his own? Stoicism is sometimes criticized for being too difficult, something that only people with leisure time and extra income can afford to practice. And sometimes because it's just a bag of tricks. Easy to understand and somewhat commonsensical, so what's the big deal? Indeed, occasionally the very same person moves both criticisms, apparently without realizing that they are mutually contradictory. As I have recently argued in my blog, the first criticism can be rejected by pointing out that practicing Stoicism requires no more and no less time and energy than, say, practicing Christianity or Buddhism. As for the second one, some Stoic notions are definitely not commonsensical, which is why, even in antiquity, they were often referred to as paradoxes, literally meaning uncommon opinions. The notion that virtue is all or nothing, for instance, or that it is the chief good for a human being. But what Epictetus is addressing here is the criticism that Stoicism is easy, almost trivial, since its notions certainly do not amount to rocket science. That is correct, but misses the point. Stoicism is a practical philosophy of life, made of one part theory and nine parts practice. If you go to the gym, it doesn't take a genius to figure out how to properly operate the various machines, or how to adopt a good exercise routine. But unless you do it seriously, with effort and frequently, you will be wasting your time and not see the expected physical benefits. The same goes with Stoicism. The principles are simple, but the practice needs to be constant and approached with resolve. Only in that way you will see the results in terms of a more meaningful, just, and serene life. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortuna allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. And please take a minute to give it a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.